Yeah, basically, I'm going to say, you can move your chair in. You never want to move it. Move your chair in for real, Chief. Jesus Christ.
My chair is in for real.
You never
move
your chair in for real.
What, so I in Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
There it goes. All right, now, Lisa Loco, Social Dissonance Blog Squad, as I've called it one time, or another. Sometimes there's another. Sometimes there's one time. Sometimes there's another.
Or the other.
And or the other.
Or the other.
Or the other.
Yeah.
Or the father mucker.
Frequently. That one. Frequently.
Yep. That's right. Yeah, the Social Dissonance blog page, that's a decent looking blog page. I mean, considering my low level of skill that I'm working with here. Lisa Loco came with a white feminist hustle. She said, dear hot feminist. That's how she talks. That's right. That's how she sounds all the time.
Unless she's doing her Scottish accent.
She ain't got one.
Hmm.
She ain't got one. That's why she came to the land of liberty, so she could let go of communist land. Or whatever the
communist
hell it is.
Communist land.
Right, Scottianist. Anybody got time for that? That was hair. But she said, dear white feminist, TM, that quote you love, the one with, Madeleine Albright, there's a special place in hell for women who don't help each other. Yeah, that one. You know she's talking about you, right? You don't give a shit until it's your lily white ass on the line. You who haven't shown up for black folks, people of color, queer, trans women, and left all of us wondering in the wake of the Women's March, where the fuck have you been? Where the fuck have they been? Continuing.
They were doing yoga and having pumpkin spice lattes. It's very important to do that.
Oh, fuck.
Because you need to treat yourself.
After that one day of high-fiving cops, they needed a lot of self-care.
It's real in these fucking streets. Do you know how much time do you know the time required to make a pink pussy hat? Come on.
You know, and you crotch it, so you actually know.
I do know. It's not that hard. Actually.
I had to spend an extra 3 minutes on the ears. Continuing, you who cling to capitalism and deny the humanity of sex workers, who vilify the poor and ignore those with disabilities, and don't give a shit about healthcare until your private insurance is threatening to cut women's health coverage. You who use intersectionality as a buzzword, all the while creating an inverted hierarchy. Ooh, she pulled a William with hierarchy. That's all right, I respect that. That gives you a seat at the table to lean in to while leaving the rest of us to rot. You, who discount and dismiss race and sexuality and poverty and ableism and sex worker rights as conversations for another time, you are the devil's handmaids that she's talking about. The Handmaid's Tale.
Yes.
I tell you what, that's Lisa Loco. She is a light-skinned Negro woman.
Really?
With the white
skin. Light skin.
Yep, high yellow color.
Nigga, she is damn near transparent. Get the fuck
okay,
out of
but
here.
According to some of these niggas, light skin is white. So white women get to be light skinned black women. I'm just following their logic.
But light skin isn't black. It's just light skin.
That's not what they say. They say you ain't black, so what the hell is you?
You light skin.
You must be white.
It's like a Jew. You know, there's white people and there's Jews, right? That's what they say.
You're the Jews of black people.
Which is really awkward if you're also actually Jewish.
Oh, shit. You're a Jew. You're a double Jew. Double Jeopardy. Yeah, she does the Instagram at Lizzie7154.
Yes, and yeah. She is on Twitter.
At Twitter, I am Frolich. I can't pronounce that.
Frolich.
That's not a real word.
It's German name. Frolich.
No, it's not.
I think it's German anyway. What?
Then why is she a Scotlandian?
The fuck is Scotlandia?
I don't know, some niggas that couldn't Brexit.
Oh, shit. I think she has her stepdad's last name.
Ah, the man's name.
I think, yeah. Or maybe, yeah.
Man, the feller man. Whatever man is available.
Well, you know, they're all pretty replaceable.
Offred. I've been watching The Handmaid's Tale. That shit is bugged out. See, and I know, I don't watch, like, other people watch it and they're like, getting all this deep philosophical shit. I'm just like, yo, white people be tripping. Like, that's what I've been watching it the whole time. That's all I'm thinking. Yo, white people be bugging out. Yo, y'all be wilding. Like, and that's, I think that's why, because right in the original book, back in what, the early 80s, which means my biological mother probably read it, fucking nerd. like, it was an all-white society, and they literally said, go back to Africa or die with the niggers and whatever colored folk was around. Mm-hmm. But now, in the television program, you know, they got little colored folk running around. They got this little black woman that was in the, the Orange Is the New Black. Uh-huh. And they killed her. And then social justice fakesters pretended to be outraged about it on whack-ass websites like, was it Wear Your Voice Mag? Them niggas fucking suck. Them niggas is like a fake us. That's like, they are. They are a fake us, man. Like, they're trying, like, yeah. Uh-huh. They are, yes, they are. They are such a. It's like we're O-Dog and they're Chauncey.
I'm gonna start reading some more of their stuff because I've only read, I think, like 4 pieces off there, and I didn't like a single one of them, and just I was like, ah, fuck it.
No, man, it's fucking. It's like, you know, they just be like ride or die. They just be like cry or cry more. Like that's
cry or cry more. Oh no.
Yeah, fucking whack ass niggas. Y'all niggas fucking suck over there at Wear Your Voice. Nigga, the wine cellar got beef with Wear Your Voice. That's how it's going down. And what you want? The fuck you gonna do to us? What you gonna do?
Write an angry think piece about how you're a misogynist.
You gonna put food coloring in your eyes and fucking stain my shirt crying? You ain't gonna do shit. Shut the fuck up. You suck. All right. That's how it goes.
That was an interesting tangent.
Yeah. But, yeah, but Lisa Loco clowned and, yeah, it's Free Thought Thursday. In the wine cellar.
Yes.
Some folks may have told you that before. At times.
Maybe.
You are a black woman. What, you think you're not?
It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar.
Nope, no Jews.
This show is so black that Father Teresa makes me get a tan before I go on this show.
Well, only singular Jews, no double Jews.
No double Jews, but I am a double Jew.
That's the thing, no double Jews.
So what am I supposed to do?
Fucking apply for Wear Your Voice Mag and cry about how you're a double Jew. And fucking, so this motherfucker, Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
Which I was behind on the shit, right?
Yeah.
And like me, like fucking, I don't know, like my biological mother allowed me to have the femme shit, so I like pop.
Yeah,
you know,
so,
like, what up?
Against my better judgment, while you were talking, I just googled Wear Your Voice Mag. The first thing that shows up is astrology for feminists.
Woo!
Nigger. Okay.
You fucking suck.
Okay.
but yeah, my biological mother let me have the femme shit, so I've always liked my pop music. You know, and like, I remember, like, I think I was like fucking, I think I was still 25, right? Because I turned 26 in 2009.
Yeah.
So I was still 25 and like I was, you know, bugging out with one of the homegirls. Matter of fact, she's on the Facebook. Nigga, what up, Rose? What up, nigga? The Haitian homegirl. And she was banging this record. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And she was like, I can't do her accent. She's like, it's Hannah Montana. You know, she's from Haiti.
Hannah Montana, yeah.
Yeah, she's from Haiti. And fucking, and I was like, yeah, this is some shit right here. The Party in the USA, you know, Britney song was on. I was like, I like this pop shit. But I don't read interviews. Mm-hmm. I don't watch music videos. So I don't know what's going on other than what's coming out of the speakers. Unless I look at my social media feed and I see, you know, this, that, and the other that these folks is doing. And like we saw the shit where she was, like doing some sort of dance with her glutes, and she called it twerking.
Yeah, she tried to twerk, and then her fan base said she invented twerking.
Which, that's all right. Like, we'll just come up with a new word. Like, and you can have it.
you can have the twerk.
We're black. You know how many fucking words we've added to your whack ass language?
Woo. Like, we are improving your lexicon. Yes.
Nigga. Yeah, well, right, we take your words that already exist to make them better.
Yeah, we do.
You know how cool we made nigga?
Yeah.
We made niggas with attitude.
Yeah.
We put attitude in your whack-ass word. But fucking, right, that's what the Miley Cyrus does. And then apparently she's worked with rappers. And which worked with rappers, let's be real specific about what that is. Work. Which is, like, it's... When they use it in that context, they mean specifically for profit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because, like, we could work on some shit, but it's not for profit. It's just something that we're doing for fun.
Yeah.
Right? Like, when we go to cook outside, we actually put labor into it. We actually work. But then all we get out of it is we're outside and we fucking joked around and listened to music and cooked some food.
Yeah.
We actually spent money.
Yeah.
But we did still work. So she worked with rappers... For profit, corporate sponsored cable rappers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, rappers of whom, if Walmart says to the company that's playing their music video on their station, we're not going to run an advertisement on your station if you play that record or music video, then they're going to pull it. So they are corporate sponsored.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, go by what commercials air when they play. And that's who's allowing that music video to be shown.
Right.
On that television station. Right? But fucking, so she worked with rappers. She did not associate with hip-hop culture. Mm-hmm. She was not freestyling while someone beatboxed. She was not breakdancing while a DJ dropped the beat. She wasn't fucking, had a backpack full of cans tagging up subway cars. She was not actually involved in hip-hop at all.
But what about the one time she got her fans to do the nay nay during a concert?
The nay nay.
Yeah. You know, like, watch me whip and watch me nay nay.
Yeah, I will whip your ass and say nay to whatever the fuck it is you wanna do. I get your safe word first, but fucking whip your ass and say nay. I will not say yay. So yeah, if she got them to say no.
Nay, nay.
Ugh. And apparently that... And fucking... And that's white feminism like a motherfucker, right? Because isn't that what Hillary Clinton tried to do?
Mm-hmm.
And she lost.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Democrats don't focus on the Electoral College that they're not trying to abolish right now.
They're doing lots of other very, very important things.
Yeah. And if you hear all that background noise, that might be that nigga Jim working on the apartments or something.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's going on. And can you name any of the fucking rapper fellas that she worked with?
Ooh. I off the top of my head want to say Wiz Khalifa was one of them, but I'm going to Google it to make sure. Wizzy. Before
right.
I, like, you know, just throw his name out there like that.
And then before we started recording, I just made a post asking folks what the hell's going on with this. And Fallon Matthews said,
nothing unique as much as gaining in how far she went in her character or perceived blackness, and now just says she's going back to country style because hip-hop is misogynistic and negative, like a 360-degree turn. I think she meant 180.
Yeah, she did. Juicy J and Wiz Khalifa.
Juicy J.
Yeah.
And Little Wizzy.
Yeah.
By
the way, fun side note, Wiz Khalifa was the guy that you heard on a song and you were like, wow, it finally happened the day I heard a rapper and I legitimately can't tell if he's black or not. That was Wiz Khalifa.
Fuck, that was Wizzy.
Yeah, that was Wiz Khalifa.
He shouldn't be able to call himself Khalifa if he sounds that white. You can't be fucking... You're Kyle, okay?
Wiz Kyle?
Yeah, that's Wizzy Kyle, all right? You're not Khalifa. And, and Juicy J.
Juicy J.
One of the wackest niggas that has ever happened. And we're not talking about just in rap. Like... Say he wants to cut a piece of construction paper with scissors. He'd be whack at that. Making the bed in the morning. Whack at that. Right? Checking the mailbox. Somehow he would do that whack. He'd fuck it all up. Fucking envelopes flying everywhere. He's whack.
Not everybody can be team on team black excellence.
Niggas. Like, their general style is whack. Right? I do a podcast. I get on the mic. Upload the RSS feed any way you like. Like, they suck. They suck deliberately. Their style was designed to be garbage. They are not hip-hop. Those are whack rappers. And that that doesn't mean that they're not associated with hip-hop by performing in the art of rhyme, but they're whack at it.
Right.
Because the MC raps, the master of ceremony raps, which is engaging in conversation with words, rapping. And like, look back at those old videos where, you know, the football coach pulls a kid aside.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let me rap with you for a minute, Timmy. Looks like you've been running with the wrong crowd. You know, it's conversation, it's rap, it's fucking interaction.
Yes.
And them niggas fucking suck at it, and that's who she worked with.
Yeah.
So she got no points from me for that, even though I didn't even know that shit was going on. I was bumping Paloma Faith at that time, probably, who has creepy music videos.
Very creepy music videos.
I think Paloma Faith was the one where I stopped watching music videos.
Because
Now, I didn't notice at the time. The dudes that were dancing around her in the music videos... That's actually her backup vocalists that work with her anyway and go on tour with her.
Yeah.
So instead of hiring an outside group, she worked with her actual crew.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Now, folks, Paloma Faith is white as fuck. Like, very, very pale, ridiculously white. And her crew, they look like me. All right? And I saw that music video and they were dancing around her and I was like, done with music videos. I can barely even listen to that song anymore. It's Paloma Faith upside down. What bothered you? Was it on topic?
Oh yeah, I actually looked up the lyrics to the song.
Oh fuck. Let me do it. God damn it. Alright. Why does it
if y'all could see face right now? That was a look of extreme disappointment.
So apparently this is the song. Jay's on my feet. Jay's on my feet. Jay's on my feet. So get like me. Verse 1, Miley Cyrus. I be in the club, standing on the couch, in them wolf grays, like it's my house, drinking out the bottle, I got no respect. Looking like a model who just got a check. I back it up, cause I don't give a damn. If you're a lame, that's a shame. And you can't hang with us. Yeah, oh, that rhymes. what the fuck? I'm MC Hammerfly. You can't touch. Jay's so fly. I should work at Flight Club. Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Bridge, Miley Cyrus. Put on my J's.
and dance the whole night away. I'm naughty by nature, like I'm hip-hop hooray. With my hands in the sky, I wave them from side to side. My feet on the floor. I'm about to turn up now. Sure, fine, okay. Fuck it then. Hook, Miley Cyrus. I'm in the club, high off perp, with some shades on. Tatted up, mini skirt, with my J's on. And now Kyle said, I be rockin' J's, or I be rockin' Taylor's. I got lots of flavors. My kick game is major. More kicks than players. Call me up, I'm scoring. Hit it like a free throw. Tongue out, like I'm Jordan. Wow, that wasn't predictable at all. Jesus, this nigga's fucking garbage. He continues. Smiley Miley. He got the Mayo fever. Smiley Miley, come swing the thing right by me. Got a joint if you wanna get stoned. Got choppers if they wanna try. No, you don't. Shut your face. If they wanna try me. Pro athlete, I'm not a wannabe. Waitress asked how many bottles. I said 23. This is fucking... I can only think of ableist language to describe that, so I'm done. Jesus, fuck. Velveteen Clark, another Jew.
But oh, is she?
Yeah, this is only a single Jew, though. So the Jew got in my thread, and she said, I feel like Miley got really hammered for a while, and someone said, hey, look what we can get her to do.
That's entirely possible.
Yeah, that makes me think of, like, that thing that's, it's still in my head. Like, it's not illegal. Black people that, you know, came into some cash, got a little money in your hands, your life is doing well. It's not illegal to adopt white children and name them Ebony and Jamal and raise them in the hood. You can do that. Mm. Like, it's perfectly legal. Mm-hmm. Adopt white children, name them whatever the fuck you want, and raise them in the hood. Alright, she continues, the Jew in my thread. She said, hammer for a while. People said, look what we can get her to do. She said, you know, like that one white kid at the party who thinks he can hang, so people start gassing him up. And he suddenly turns into the second coming of Yellow Wolf. No! Then she got sober, spent some time in Portland, and suddenly has convictions. She got off the harder stuff and... Oh, I think she may have accidentally hit enter.
That's fun.
Holy shit.
Yeah, the whole thing is, like, really hilarious to me. Because it's like, how are you gonna be a spectator of black culture? Come in. And then her shows were, like, really racist as fuck, too, right? Like, she had her dancers on stage looking like fucking Sarah Bartman and shit. Like, with, like, you know, to make their butts look extra big on purpose and shit like that.
Oh, yeah, like, what, foamers. Whatever they do on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah. Like, all that kind of shit, you know, you are happy to make money, and then you want to be like, but it's misogynist now, so I'm above it. And it's like,
I remember the respectability politics you diving into is also misogynist, nigga. Mm. The fuck, nigga? So you went from an interpretation of white patriarchy to actual white patriarchy. Yeah. So she wanted to keep it real, basically.
Keep it real, man. You never stray far from home. But, you know, and somebody pointed this out in an article, I think it was actually on Teen Vogue, it was actually a good article, and they were like, you ever notice, like, white child stars do this? Like, they have the clean image, and then once they get grown, they're like, I want to be raunchy, and then they always do black culture, right? Like, Christina Aguilera did it, right? She had all her songs with Redman, right? And then fucking Justin Timberlake did it. Britney did it, or not Britney, Miley did it, and it's like, and then once they're like grungy enough, they go back to being respectable white people.
Wait, see, with Redman, it's the opposite on what the Jew said. It's Redman was all high and drunk, and they said, let's see what we can get him to do.
Like, I'll be in a video with Christina Aguilera, what the fuck, man?
Because Redman was on some shit. Like, yo, all that shit that Eminem was rapping about on
his first two major label albums, go check Redman's old shit. His album There Is a Dark Side. Yeah. I remember he didn't do it wasn't a full interview. It was just like he was at Jack the Rapper and a camera passed by, so he yelled at it because he's Redman. And he's like, my album's called There Is a Dark Side. Cause you know your dark side. You know what you're doing when you at home, when you think nobody's looking. That's what this album is.
It sounds rather ominous. But yeah, and then of course, like, it cracks me up that she's like, oh, I'm going back to more pop or country because that's not misogynistic. Are you fucking kidding me? Rap is the only genre that has misogyny in it? That's what we're doing now? Like, aside from the blatant anti-blackness, that's just not true. There's plenty of country songs that involve misogyny. Are you kidding? What the fuck? And it's, you know, because music is a universal thing, right? So people talk about universal concepts. There's the, you know, songs where it's about cheating on your wife, where it's about not treating your partner right, where it's degrading women in a bar or in a club. Those things exist in every genre, and pop and country are not excluded. So I'm a little irritated by the whole framing it as, well, misogyny is a hip-hop problem because it's a black people problem and white men aren't like that. Like, yes, the fuck white men are. Yeah,
this show is fucked up.
It might be. All right. And of course, you know, I would point out too that, you know, the whole like misogyny is a black man problem. I don't know if anybody's been paying attention to politics lately, but we have a rapist in the White House, and it's not the first time.
Well, yeah, it's a rapist that we know of. Currently. Wait, was that motherfucker Jefferson a president, or was he just some nigga?
He was a president.
Okay, so there's been rapists in there. Yeah. You think George Bush hasn't raped? Ugh. Jesus Christ. Yeah, like, come on. You think Bill Clinton has? Well, Bill Clinton is a rapist. It's just that, thanks to Hillary, like, basically Hillary got Bill Clinton a rape pass. You white feminists do realize that. That you basically gave a man a rape pass because you love Hillary so much.
You can't say that, because if you say that, that means that you're holding her accountable for the actions of her husband, and it's not fair.
She was like the co-president.
You're holding her accountable for the actions of her husband, and it's not fair.
It's not fair?
Like, I mean, granted, she stayed married to the motherfucker.
But I thought she was a B-word, and B-words get stuff done, like losing the election.
She did get stuff done. She got him a rape pass.
Yeah, she did. That is pretty major. She got a dude a rape pass with fucking rabid white feminists. Mm-hmm. That is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. All right, Clinton. All right, Big Bill. Get your rape on, nigga. You good. Long as you got Hillary there, you can get your rape on. Get your Viagra pills and go for it, because white feminists are okay with it. Huxley Morgan, while she stands out in front of those abortion clinics, she is supporting your rape. All right? Like, who would, who's that motherfucker? The one that said a black man arguing with her in a thread was akin to him raping her?
Is that Kate Nelson?
Kate Nelson? Kate Nelson supports that rape. 150, Lydia Terry tunes into the program sometimes. Lydia Terry's so into Hillary. Lydia Terry, you support that rape.
Who the fuck was the one who wanted the black guy to go to jail so he could get raped because he beat a kid?
Oh, fuck, man. Oh, she only went by pseudonym. I like saying your real names. Nigga. Shit. That's how the fuck I gets down. Damn, so what? Did Britney Spears do that shit?
I don't
think she did shit black.
I don't think she did.
But really, you know what? Her shit was always fucking ill like that. Like, look at the Hit Me Baby One More Time video.
Well, that was the thing, is her aesthetic was not black culture. It was very, like, sexy teenage illicit thing. Like, that was her look.
But then also, if you are a teenager, then that just looks like a peer. Because she's not too far, like, she's not too far from my age. She's, what, like, 1-2 years older than me?
Yeah.
So, like, I was just like, well, there's a motherfucker that looks like me. Not exactly like me.
Because she's white and has boobs.
Yeah, but I don't think, she didn't fucking,
I don't remember her doing a black culture phase.
See, and that's why she took Madonna's crown.
Mm.
Wait, what did... I guess some niggas would say that when Madonna had the video with the French braids and the all black, but that was more like, that was performer shit. Like, yeah. I mean, if you're adult enough to have any nuance about it, that was that was a BDSM music video on some performer shit.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Where she was basically playing a what do they call it, a dom, dominator or whatever.
Dominatrix.
Yeah, that whole business. Yeah, where she was doing that old fucking thing with the, I'm not sorry, it's human nature. I'm not your B-word, don't push your shit on me.
Yeah.
You know, fucking, who else are these niggas?
Who did the black phase?
I mean, it's like, that nigga Mariah Carey is like a, she's like a New Yorker, so like the black is always there anyway, right? Like it's...
Yeah, I mean, plus she's like, I don't know, like 20% black or something.
Word?
Yeah, like she's like a little bit, a little bit.
That nigga look white.
No, she's a little bit black.
Yeah, let me see the family members. Show me some, like, photos exist. Let me see. Like that. And man, if that nigga's black, that's the definition of passing.
Yeah, because like I'm pretty sure like one parent was white and the other one was just like yellow as shit.
Jesus Christ. I think. You know what? Yeah, that's real. That's real. All right, that's word. I can't front on that, but at the same time, but like I don't know what borough she's from or anything like that. But like I mean, you know, she can lace a hip hop track. Like she did some funky shit with Mobb Deep. The shit she did, old Dirty Bastard is garbage, but she did some shit with him. Who the fuck else is out there doing the shit?
I mean, honestly, it's to a point where it's so many you can't even keep track of them because they take. Different parts and nuances of black culture for whatever, like, fits the mood or the era or the moment. And, you know, they'll do it and get their fame and then just go right the fuck back to whatever it was they were doing before. Or go into something completely new. It's really just a phase for them. Because it's fun. It's edgy.
Also, I don't think it's... I can't chalk that up. Because it's their career. Right? It's their job. It's their work. So is it more just fucking that's part of the career path? Or are these, like, you think people really as individuals are, like, tinkering with something new? Or are they doing what the boss says to get the check?
They're probably doing what they're told to get the check, but I don't think any of them...
You're probably still having fun while they do it?
Well, I think that they're probably having fun because it's very, like, exotic and exciting to dabble in black culture without having to be black. Could you imagine how fucking lit that shit would be? You, like, do all the shit they talk about in songs. Like, you actually go to a fucking club and get high in the club on the dance floor as a white person. Nobody's gonna fucking check you. Like, you can, like, have your music loud, right? Be drunk driving and shit. Get pulled over. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna live through this shit. I'm white, nigga. What?
But then again, they do that amongst themselves anyway.
They do.
Yeah, they're playing Brantley Gilbert or whoever the fuck. Gilbert. I forget the names.
But, you know, it's a very different thing because it is black, it's seen as more edgy, more street, more hood, more real, gritty. So it's like, I get to pretend I'm a hard ass. It's awesome. Without having to deal with any of the consequences.
All right. So I guess, in closing, white people. Oh, shit, you getting called from a 206 number? Oh, shit, nigga, Northwest? Phoenix Cleaver's getting telephone calls from Washington State.
That's my nephew.
By adoption.
Still my nephew. Why? He's a good kid.
He smells.
You ain't even never met him. Shut up.
I'm from there.
I said you never met him.
Yes, I did. You I probably him. Sold him a CD. Asked him if he ever heard of Alice
Delaire. He's too young for that.
I sold the fucking punk ass kids. Dad, that sounds like I'm talking about drugs. I'm sold to these little punk motherfuckers.
He's only like 20.
Yeah, I sold this little punk ass man. Are you 7 years younger than me? I said
he's 20. Are you 27?
Wait, 20? Am I? Wait a second. How old am I? I'm in my 30s.
33.
See, and that's what... No, I'm not. I have to... See, I told you I forget how old I am. I think I'm joking. My love is blind. I seriously thought I was 27 for a second. Haven't took reefer in 3 years? I was a lot sharper when I was on the reefer, ironically. But yeah, in closing, fucking white people.
You know? Yeah, in closing, fucking white people. That pretty much sums it up.
Do not have to fucking try to do anything black to be hardcore or edgy. Do you know how fucking hardcore and edgy white people are? You are fucking with the edges of galaxies and shit. You're raising the sea level. You basically have the planet on fire. Literally. Alright? Fucking deforestation. You got the trees down. You fucking put up concrete roads every fucking where and then leave potholes in them and don't take care of the shits, so our hubcap breaks the fuck off and I gotta replace it for $30 plus shipping. Right? You know how fucking ill it is to be white? Nigga, Donald Trump is president and Hillary Clinton was the one running against him. You know how fucking ill-matic, like Nas, it is to be white. Think about that shit. If you're white, you're already among the wildest motherfuckers on this planet. Alright? Excuse the ableist term, it's all I got. You're the craziest. You are the craziest motherfuckers around. Everything you do, everything you say, the way you lie with a straight face. Particularly, yeah, the Democrats getting partisan, but look at the Republicans, the way they will look you in your fucking face and be like, nah, we're cutting the welfare for your own good. Like, they just fucking say it, man. Like, yeah, y'all some of the wildest motherfuckers. Like, shit, man, it'd be ill for us to act like you. Imagine if every single human being on the planet acted like a white person right now.
Oh my fucking God.
You know what? That would end the species.
That would, yeah. The species would be over before Monday.
Yeah, it would be in the can if everybody on every single human on the planet of all ages, right? Fucking like falling out the vagina all the way to fucking however old Bernie Sanders is. Fucking all of them, if everybody just acted like a white person. I noticed some white women that said like a white man. Nah, nigga, you motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Y'all some wild motherfuckers. Alright, like you white women have your icons. And, yeah, so I think that's that, right? I think we gave them a long one this time. You got 37 minutes, fucko. Shit. Enjoy your 37 minutes in the wine cellar.
He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.
Ricky is fucking black.
No, you're not.
This live broadcast and archive.
I'll show Rashani what's all right when we're not on the show. Father Teresa yells at me.
It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar.
It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar. Mm-hmm. I'm taking niggas out like Old Yeller. What the hell you gonna tell a feller? Don't shake your head at me because you comb your little naps. What's the fucking haps on the snaps? I see y'all niggas shooting them craps. I see y'all niggas moving that crack. I'm a fucking block, I caught you slipping. So now you caught up in some south side friction. So you best to get on, get to getting. Before a nigga got to slap the clip in and raise a motherfucker up off the block. Nigga, this south side hilltop. 1400 Sheridan Ave. Don't make a nigga put a tear in your ass. Cause nigga, we gon' bring the pain. Miley Cyrus ain't on that game. So go back to being white and lame. Damn the ableist. Shit, that's a shame. WineCellarMedia.com, PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund.
He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.